about this confection that has a hole in the middle? Flat and deep fat?
You're talking about a donut now.
Yeah.
My wife makes them sometimes, too.
When you first started getting bread at the store, what did you call that?
Well, we call it store-bought and light bread.
Uh-huh.
Store-bought and light bread. Yeah.
What does your wife use in her rolls to make them raise?
She uses a yeast, some kind of yeast,
uh-huh.
to make them raise. I don't know what kind, but that's the way she does it, though.
We had eggs there. What do you call the insides of an egg, the different parts?
Yolk.
What color is that?
That's the yellow part,
uh-huh.
Yolk.
And we had our eggs fried. What other ways do you cook them?
We boil them sometimes. Sometimes uh-huh. we scramble them. That's break them in your skillet and just mix them all up together. Some of them likes them that way.
Uh-huh.
And we have here with our outfit, we've got the darndest outfit of a sale here for eggs you ever saw.
Hmm.
She gathers her eggs about 3 or 4 times every day, puts them in a place, and boil whenever they get there. Well, you notice at noon, they're awful good eggs.
They are.
We don't have no trouble at all, man. They just run us crazy.
It's hard to get good eggs. By George.
Well, they come in here from Tulsi and say some old boy come in here this weekend, maybe don't come back for a month, and he's egg back a whole mess of eggs.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
You get salesmen when they come.
Oh, yes. Get a little more than we can any other work.
Yeah.
We ought to have a little more. It's a little more trouble to get them ready for them.
Well, if you let your chickens eat grasshoppers, they aren't any work.
I'll tell you what, you can take and let your chickens run right out there around the hogs and the cattle and feed them just a little bit of corn and not very much of that. The eggs ain't half as good as they are.
That's right.
You feed them the regular feed. See, we got a regular feed that we have before them all the time, uh-huh. every day, all they can eat. And they produce an awful good egg that way.
You can sure taste grasshoppers, or at least
I know you're talking. I'll tell you what, my son, my youngest son, sometimes goes up here to his wife's folks. They eat up there a little, and they just got a few chickens, and they just run around there and don't feed them anything. Just, you know, what he says, it's a sight on earth what a difference is in eggs.
Yeah,
he says, I just can't hardly eat them, says the yellow part don't look right at all, and so I just can't hardly eat them.
Sort of runny and floppy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you ever cook them by breaking them in boiling water?
No, I don't remember that I ever did cook any that way. I boil them with a shell, you know, and then take the shell off.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they call.
You know what they're called when they break them in boiling water?
No,
poached or something like that.
Poached egg. Well, I guess you were talking back, but I never know much about it. But that's the way they do it. That's the way they do it.
Well, you mentioned butchering. Did you ever dry any beef?
Oh yes.
How'd you do that?
You can take and butcher a calf here, I'll say the 1st of December, and just hang it up. Boy, it'll just dry out. We could move right over there awful easy and be out of this sun.
Well, I'm not uncomfortable. When you get uncomfortable,
I'm getting along all right. This tree is kind of in the way here of me. Yes, I've did that before. Of course, you couldn't do that in the summer, you know. It's spoil, but
flies
in December, in December you can do that and get along pretty good with it.
What did you call a side of a pig that you smoked?
Call it the middling.
Uh-huh. That was a middling.
Them sides or middlings, either
one. Is that the same as bacon?
Yes, that's what they make a bacon out of.
Uh-huh. And how about that stuff on the outside after you sliced it?
Rind, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, there's only one thing about that. You can take them. Now, of course, when you buy this meat, that rind's all taken off.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of times we used to smoke our meat, and then we cut it. Fried with a rind on it. It gives it a nicer flavor, you know, see?